You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with Tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Purina believes every pet deserves the best life possible. And helping your pet live his best life starts with the food you feed him. But it doesn't stop there. That's why Purina is committed to the highest quality and safety, innovation, and nutritional breakthrough that improves the lives of pets every day, like they have been for over 90 years and counting. You can find the Purina pet food that's right for your pet wherever you like to shop. To learn how Purina nutrition to impact the life of your pet, visit Purina.com. Purina, your
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual. An insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We got some show for you tonight. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you're tuning in now for the first time, You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. The show, well, it's meant to be entertaining, fun, informative, educational at the same time. Also, we're trying to do now employment, trying to help the people that are vision impaired and blind community.
Okay.
So right now, we have a caller on the line right now that Kelly.
Yes, Mr. Bill Outman.
You take care of it.
Mr. Bill Outman from Daytona Beach. He is the secretary of their local NFB chapter there. Bill, what would you like to tell us about your White Cane Day coming up?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, tomorrow we have a White Cane event Saturday morning from 10 to noon. It's going to be at the corner of International Speedway Boulevard and White Feet, and that corner of the Daytona State College campus will be gathering in around 9 o'clock or so. There's only 150 there to meet and greet. And we have the most official there. We're going to have Sarah Shetwood and Police Chief Capri and Henry from Daytona Beach. And we'll have someone from the county to give us a proclamation. And we're doing,
Bill, are you in a bad spot? You're kind of breaking up.
The intersection, yeah.
Are you in a bad spot? You're kind of breaking up. It's kind of hard to hear you. No, the phone quality is breaking up on your phone. Are you on a cell phone in a bad spot, maybe?
I thought he said he was on speakerphone.
No. Maybe take yourself off speaker, go in a better spot.
We'll take you off speaker.
Now it's better.
Hello, can you hear me better now?
Yes. So it's on the corner of Daytona Speedway.
International Speedway Boulevard.
Yeah. And what was the cross street by this university?
Daytona State College. And what was the other street?
I think he's there. Is he there?
Hello.
There he is.
Oh, we can't hear you anymore. Can't hear you.
Maybe, we're losing it.
Yeah.
Maybe try calling back. Hang up and call back.
And we kind of have several other public officials.
Yeah, it's a very bad connection.
Running for office that will stop by. And we're glad that we're able to raise cane there over here in Daytona.
Raise cane. Yeah, there you go. That's cute. Well, we hope you have a very nice event over there, Bill, and we hope it's successful.
And we hope the weather holds.
That's right.
The outlooks are not encouraging as too much right now, but we hope that gets better.
That's right.
And as I say, that it's a, and one more thing is that it coincides with the first day of the DOT, it's the Pedestrian and Bicycle Safety Week. So that's one
day. Oh, Bicycle Safety
the
Day. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for sharing that
Thanks
information.
Thanks for calling in.
Hopefully next time the phone will be better.
All right, yeah. I hope you heard me well and I was able to get the message out.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Right now, we have Tom on the line calling in from Orlando, Florida. Tom, are you there?
No, not no more.
Oh, Tom's not there?
Oh.
Oh, he hung up. Okay.
All right. So let's do our second trivia,
okay.
Michael. Because
it's the third trivia.
Oh, whatever.
And trivia time.
Before
trivia
we go
time.
To the
this
other
is
break.
Kelly's trivia.
Oh, boy.
Now, this one's
is
a special
hard.
Trivia. This might be a hard one.
You have to tell us what show it's from.
You have to tell us what show it's from.
It's a TV show.
Not who's singing.
It's a TV show.
What's the show? 407-894-1680.
Kelly, my darling, you are my sunshine. We're together, I feel fine. Your smile is so lovely, your hair is so clean. You make me feel that the whole world
That's
is
hard,
mine.
Kelly.
You gotta keep it going.
407-894-1680. This is the show.
Kelly.
Why? Because you're Kelly of mine.
All right.
That's because me and Kelly Egan were here, you know.
Mine.
407-894-1680. Where's it from?
Well,
what
that was unique,
show?
Kelly. 407-894-1680.
Where's it from?
I got Tom back on the phone line.
Hey, Tom.
All right, maybe Tom knows the answer.
Hey, hello, everybody.
Hey, Tom. Hey. How you doing?
Hey,
good.
Tom.
How are you? How's it going? I just want to say thank you for the ice cream last Monday. It sure did come in
oh,
handy.
Oh, you're yeah. quite welcome. Blind
that
Beyond,
was so much
you.
Fun.
No
We're going to have to do that again.
We'll do it again. Blind and Beyond, we'll do it again.
We did a lot of walking, but that ice cream sure did taste good after that.
There you go.
Yeah, it did.
All right. Just want to say thanks.
Well, you know
you're
the
welcome.
Do you know the answer to the trivia?
No.
Okay.
So, Chris, right, did you know we had an ice cream truck at the event last week?
Yeah, I know you talked about it.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. You missed out.
So I'm going to give a few hints just to give you who the actor is. The actor has been around quite for some time, and he was in one of my all-time sports movies from back in the early 90s with actor Wesley Snipes. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I got a phone call coming in.
Ooh, maybe somebody knows the answer.
407-894-1680 for trivia. It was Kelly's trivia. The question is, what's it from? The TV show.
I think it's a great, I think it's great. It's tricky.
It's very tricky.
Well, it kind of goes with the theme, you know.
The Kelly theme.
The
yeah,
Kelly
that's right.
Theme.
Kelly's rule the world.
We got somebody
oh,
who's going to tell us
know.
Any second.
That'll be really
we'll
cool.
see if they know.
All right, so I have a phone caller all the way from the beautiful city of Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh.
Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, she said, I
she
think.
She was listening.
She said, I think I got the trivia.
Awesome.
Okay, let's hear it.
Who is it?
I bet I know who it is.
I know
it's
who
Carolyn.
It is.
You already got it, right?
Carolyn.
Mike
so
won
what
trivia.
Do we win?
Right, what do you win?
That's Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn, for listening.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
So nice to hear your voice
to your
again.
Sister.
Yes.
Is the answer cheers?
Yeah.
Wow.
See?
I would not have known that at all, and I love that show, but I didn't know that song.
Kelly.
Yeah, well, we watch Cheers all the time. That's one of our favorite shows, so I know just about every episode by heart.
I didn't like that.
Right.
She got it. Carolyn from
All right,
Brunswick,
Carolyn.
You know, it's funny, Carolyn. So my friend told me about the episode, and I was like, when I was a kid, and I was like, and we were watching Cheers, and I was falling asleep, and I'm like, wake me up if it comes on. And apparently I was like so dead to the world that, you know, and so I never ended up seeing the episode with the song, but everybody kept telling me about it. So my friend in Jacksonville, my friend Joe, we were actually on our way to an NFB convention, and we were waiting at his house, and so he pulls it up on YouTube, and because I'm like, I've never seen it. He goes, oh, well, I'm going to pull it up on YouTube. So he pulls it up, and I saw it. And so then, like, the whole weekend at the convention, everybody's singing to me, Kelly.
That's cute.
And then on his phone, as my contact, he has me in there, like, it says Kelly. So every time I call, it's Kelly, like 14 times. So.
Well, Carol, I got a question for you. It's not hard. Do you have a Sonny's Barbecue near you by any chance?
There's one in Valdosta. How far
are
you?
There's one in Brownsville.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if that's good for that
one. Is that near Valdosta?
No, I don't know.
It's not very far from Valdosta, I don't think.
Well, if you can take a trip to Valdosta, we can give you Sonny's.
Well, she said there's one in Brunswick.
But I can't use it at the one here.
I don't know where it is.
Not sure.
There's a whole list
Brunswick.
Of them.
She said there's one in Brunswick.
I don't have.
You could have the Brunswick stew.
Chris, can you look on the card?
Or is that
see?
At a different place?
Wait a minute. I have the list while you guys are
it's
talking.
On the list.
Wait.
That
I
you can use it. If not, we'll send. If you can't use it, we'll send you Dunkin' Donuts. You'll get one or the other.
Well, that's good.
Dunkin' Donuts or Sonny's Barbecue. Sonny's Barbecue is fabulous. We love Sonny's.
Yeah, no.
Wait, I have it right here.
Where are you? What area do you live?
Brunswick.
I don't know if it's Brunswick. What's the names in Georgia?
Let's see. In Georgia, just Valdosta. That's the,
that's only one in Georgia?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, we'll see.
All right. We'll send you either that or Dunkin' Donuts, okay?
All right. Thank you.
And we are so happy that you called in and participated.
And keep your chin up,
yep.
Please.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm so glad I listened.
There you go.
There you go.
Bye-bye, Carolyn.
Bye, Carolyn. Thank you.
Bye.
You want a break? Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Good, good. Kelly, that was...
This message is brought to you by ashareitvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareitvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. ashareitvision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit ashareitvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polaris.com. That's Polaris.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you like the show so far. If not, turn the dial, I guess.
It's going so fast.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. If you got something to say, you can also call it. Or you can also write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Like to hear from you.
Okay.
Well, Lynn?
We'd like to introduce... Well, actually, he was here once before on the other side of the glass with Chris.
From
we'd
Polaris.
Like to welcome back David Ayers, who's the Eastern Regional Sales Manager at Polaris. Hi, David. David with the radio
voice.
Hey,
Lynn and Michael.
Oh, there it
How
is.
How are
there.
You?
There's the voice.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, Michael. How about you?
Not bad. Love to hear that voice.
And glad meet Kelly James.
Glad to hear
Hello.
That.
Is it cold where you
oh,
are?
Oh, hi, Sally Jane.
He's in Texas.
Is it
Texas.
Cold?
Okay.
Not
that,
today.
That's
today
not
was
east.
Today it was really nice.
Oh, okay.
So tell us about Polaris.
Well, as you know, and some of your callers know, we are a manufacturer of accessible pedestrian signals, which help all pedestrians cross more safely at signalized intersections.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people were talking about Polara last week at the White Cane event in Orlando. Yep, yep. Oh my gosh, everybody's talking about Polara. Yeah,
they said, Polara. Well, we like to hear that. We like to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we like to hear
for
that.
For the people who are just tuning in for the first time, David, can you explain to them what the APS Navigator is?
Sure. So what the APS does is it gives audible and vibrotactile cues to pedestrians that either are hearing impaired, visually impaired. Even when children are crossing, we find that the children are more apt to pay attention because of the interactive nature. So we actually play a locate tone 24 hours. That locate tone is used to locate the button at the street corner. And once you've determined the correct button using the vibrotactile arrow for your crossing, you push it. And if you do an extended push, you get information like wait to cross Broadway at Grand. Wait. And then when the walk sign comes up for those who have vision, we also play the message that says walk sign is on to cross Broadway. And then we go to a pedestrian clearance phase, which allows us to determine we still have time to continue crossing the street.
Okay.
So the whole idea behind APS is to give all of the cues that we have as sighted people to all pedestrians at the intersection and make it a safer crossing situation.
Kelly, have you ever used it, the system?
I actually have. When I lived in the College Park area, I used to walk across. Actually, when I would go visit Sheila, I would, at the elementary school that she works at, Princeton Street, I would cross Princeton. And so I would use it, and it would say, wait, you know, crossing. And then when it was ready to go, it would say, Princeton Street. And so then... and then it would count down to 10, you know, when it had 10 seconds left.
Wow.
So did you find it helpful?
I did, yes.
And if people have any thoughts about why don't they have it close to them, as far as crossing a street close to them, it's your phone fault, because you should call Polara and find out why you don't have a street that you can cross near you that's safe for people that are visually impaired and blind, because it's only as close as Polara's phone number is. Why don't you give out your phone number, Polara?
That's correct, Michael. I do want to say something else in that regard.
Sure.
One of the things that we're doing is we are attending Association of Education Rehabilitation for the Visually Impaired conferences all over the country. And what we do at those conferences is we take our equipment and we show the people that are actually orientation and mobility experts, TVIs, teachers of the visually impaired. We show them what the product does and how to use it correctly. And then we give them information to take back to their consumers that gives them the tools they need to request the equipment at an intersection in their community. So that is kind of something that we've started doing within the last year, and it has been very beneficial.
Okay, in the meantime, maybe we can give out a phone number for Polara. Yep, Lynn, you have it, or does he have it?
No, I have it.
Okay, let's give out a phone number for Polara.
It is 903-366-0300. That's 903-366-0300. Yes.
And if you miss it, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our website. It's all there, and you can check out Polara Navigator APS and try to get it for your streets near where you live. It's perfect.
And you'll go anywhere in the country, correct, David?
That's correct. I have I'm responsible for the Eastern region, and we have a Western region sales manager, Liz Aziz, who handles the Western side of the country.
Right.
And then Matt Baker is our VP of sales and marketing, And he too is available to go out and talk to customers and do presentations.
Okay. And that they can also write to sales@polara.com, correct? If they have any questions.
Yes, ma'am. So they can email.
Sales@polara, P-O-L-A-R-A.com. All righty.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in. Or did you have anything else?
No. No, not really. I'm if you guys are good, I'm good.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing some of your evening with us, Dave. We really appreciate it. And good luck with you at Polara.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And that was Polara, Navigator, APS. I'm saying it nice and slow so everybody knows.
Well, we all learned a lot about Polara this past year.
APS. Yeah, it's a hell of a company. And all you have to do is write to them. So,
and their website is just polara.com.
There's no reason for you to be unsafe when you cross streets where you live. Because all you have to do is tell them and they'll take care of it. But you have to tell them because nobody's going to do it unless you tell them. There's people that are visually impaired and blind crossing streets where you live. That's what it's all about, telling them. And by the way, when you call them up, tell them you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Appreciate it. Right now, Chris, ready for another trivia?
Can you do it? I got one for you. Remember we talked about the group The Roots earlier?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, it's the Jimmy Fallon Show. I said Jimmy Kimmel.
So Jimmy Fallon Show.
Combined two shows.
Yeah, I combined the two shows.
That's
right.
That's cute.
And I just wanted to give you a little sample as to how they really get down. And I really enjoy the group. Now, on this album cover is the son that you were talking about, the drummer.
Yeah. Send me that link, will you, please?
Okay, Miss Thompson.
Because I love this kind of music.
I forget his first name, but I know
Jay
his last
used
name
to play
is
this
Thompson.
Kind of music in the blues, Michael. So this is his son.
Yep, the inner son.
That's cool. Yeah, I definitely want this link.
He's very tall and he's got an afro hair.
Oh. And you can see it in the picture too.
Yeah.
So the inner is very tall.
And, I mean, and they got more that's out there, but this is one of the... This was one of the safest ones that I could find that I know of.
Did you say the safest?
One of the safest ones.
Uh-oh.
All right, right now.
Yeah.
Okay, that was
a safe one, a clean one.
A safe one, yeah, by Roots. Right now we're going to trivia.
All right.
Okay, next trivia. Hope you know this song. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Oh, This is
a gimme.
It's a gimme.
The gimme.
Gimme. You know who this is, Kelly? Don't say it.
She finna say it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, she gonna know who it is.
Let's hear it from outside of Florida.
I want to hear Chris
sing it. You'll never find.
He's on the phone already.
As long as you live, someone who loves you.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
You'll never find. No matter where you search, someone who cares about you.
Okay, that was a gimme. You should know who that's singing that song. That voice is so distinct.
So I got two callers that called in off the chart, off chain already. Kurt from Winter Garden, Florida, our good friend Kurt. And then Clifford called back from Orlando. I think he's trying to get in this time. So Kurt is first, and I'm going to let you guys do the talking and willing and the dealing.
Okay. Kurt, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
All right, and yourself? So who do you think singing the song?
That's Lou Rawls.
100% right.
That's right. Okay, I was like, Lou Rawls. Familiar, but I couldn't pinpoint the name.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Great
Thank
barbecue
you.
Food.
You're welcome. So you're going to give Chris
Thank
your address,
you so
okay, Kirk?
Okay.
Give your address
you.
And we will
you're
give
welcome.
You. You won before, haven't you?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a while.
Well, keep on listening. See, it pays to listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I like
Thank
to hear.
You very much.
Thanks for
you're
calling.
You're welcome.
Don't go away. Give your address. I want to hear who's the other young man who called it before? Who
Clifford.
Tried to
Clifford.
Get,
Clifford.
Clifford. Clifford, I'm
don't
sorry.
Hung up again.
You hung up again.
Oh, my Aww. Gosh. Don't you want to say hello, Clifford? Oh, we still never got the answer of that the woman. What her was her name? Marilyn or
Marilyn?
Marilyn.
Without Marilyn?
Last name.
No.
And we
was
need
it Marilyn
the last
Baldwin?
Name. I don't know.
Was she from Orlando?
Yeah, I think she was.
Because the only Marilyn I know that's, she's in the NFB. Her name is Marilyn Baldwin.
No, she. I don't
no,
think
that
she's
wasn't
impaired.
Her.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
Think so.
No. Okay.
She's
no.
sighted.
So everybody should have received their prizes by now. So we have a couple of minutes, Michael, before we go to break, 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
So, what, Kelly?
You know
what?
Oh, so I just want to, speaking of shout outs, I
you
forgot
thought of
about
something?
This. Yes.
Good.
Well, so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is.
And just shout out to survivors, Pam Sogi and Shirley Roberts, who we know are survivors. So shout out to them. And, you know, I know there's been a lot of walks, and I know tons of other people that have survived breast cancer. So just wanted to
well,
shout out
Well, that was
to
nice,
them.
Kelly. Yeah.
I spoke to my girl today, Alexa. You know what she told me today was?
What?
Taco Day.
Last Sunday was National Dessert Day, but I didn't
oh.
tell you.
Today's taco.
Yeah.
Alexis, I say good morning.
October has so
my
many
buddy,
national
My buddy Gary,
it's
Gary
like
Sinclair tells me.
Month.
Crazy.
My buddy Gary says to
Hispanic
me,
heritage.
Tell Alexa every morning, good morning. She'll tell you something every morning. So I say now, good morning, Alexa. So what's due today? And she'll say, talk about today about these tacos.
Today is National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day.
I saw that a 2J's was giving away free cheesecake today.
Oh,
only
and then
today.
And National Reptile Awareness Day. And then this month is Hispanic Heritage Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, National Bullying Prevention Month, National Chili Month, and National Pizza Month, National Crime Prevention Month, National Cookie Month, National Book Month, National
I don't hear tacos, but Alexa
National
told me tacos.
Apple Month.
Apples, I could see. It's fall.
Yeah. And Alexa then tomorrow.
Says, I put our pumpkins out front today.
Oh, I saw that. That was a good picture.
Oh, you saw my picture. Yeah, thank you. I just did that today.
Tomorrow is International Stuttering Awareness Day, National Color Day.
National Color Day?
Color. National Nut Day. Yeah.
Wait, as hold
an,
on.
As
you
an
said,
edible nut.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on now, Lynn.
No, you got to be careful now because yeah. I know a couple of nuts that walk around me on a daily.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. Don't we all? The world's going crazy in a handbag.
Listen, I also
have,
the,
a caller.
Yeah,
Brady has a
I
caller.
Have a guest caller. The guest caller we have on the phone line. But our other
yeah,
caller that we're talking to is from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Well,
Dayton,
oh. we have 1 minute to break, so can we? We'll just talk to her for 1 minute, then we have to go to break.
I think I know who that is.
Yeah,
you know
so.
Who that is? I
well,
think you know who that
take her,
is.
Take her.
Go ahead and say
break.
Your name. Go ahead and talk to her caller.
By the time she gets on, we're going to go to break.
Yeah,
Shirley.
Yoo-hoo.
No, we can't take her now, Chris.
Aww.
We're going to go to break, and then.
I was just doing a shout out. Her ears must have been ringing.
Okay, well. We tried.
All right. Our guest
we're going to break.
Is waiting for us on the other side of the break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans. paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you afraid in your own home? Do you worry about your home even when you're away? Abode Security System is the smarter way to secure your home. Abode is compatible with Google Home and Alexa. Abode provides total home security and convenient home automation features. Check in from anywhere using our iOS and Android apps. Completely accessible. The starter kit has everything you need to get started yourself. Self-installed in minutes. For more information, call 650-443-7834. Again, that is 650-443-7834. Visit our website at www.goabode.com/B&B. Be safe, be secure, Abode.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert. And everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And don't forget to look us up. I can't even talk anymore. My tongue is going up and down and all around. Don't forget to look us up on the Facebook and webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we have Steve Burris on the line, guest caller, calling. Are you there, Steve Burris?
I am here. Hi, Michael, Lynn, and from your earlier segment, Kelly.
As
a huge Cheers fan, I don't think that I ever saw that episode.
I never did either, Steve.
Well, Kelly knows who you are. I know who you are now.
I didn't
But the
know.
Folks out there don't know who you are.
That's right.
So here's what I want to tell them. You've been unbelievable in your life since you've been blind. You went to the Lighthouse in Central Florida. You did your whole thing there with Lighthouse.
And he's an Army veteran.
You're an Army veteran. You've done a lot of things for your life, and now you work for a bank, right?
I do.
And you travel a lot, which a lot of people should understand. People that are saying they're blind, I can't get around, I'm in a wheelchair. Wait a minute. If you're in a wheelchair, I understand. But if you're not in a wheelchair, listen to the Steve Burris talk, who's blind.
And you're a former guide dog user, right? Do you currently use a guide dog or just a cane?
I do. I have a guide dog. Again, I had to wait a year to get the one I have now because the last one I had only worked for 2 years, and I burned him out with all the traveling that I do.
Oh, but. Oh wow.
So tell us, Steve. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I went into the Army when I was 17 years old. I served 22 years there, 14 years on active duty. Then I put the rest of the time in National Guard and reserves. And in between that, my civilian career, I was a police sergeant. I worked everything from uniform patrol duty to undercover narcotics, and ended up getting sent over to the Middle East, and I was injured back in 2002, which caused a total loss of my sight and traumatic brain injury and all of that kind of fun stuff. So I ended up having to basically reinvent my life after the only two jobs I had my entire life were the military and the police department. So I had to kind of figure out how to move on and rehabilitate and get back on with my life.
Was it hard for you to do that, Steve? To reinvent yourself?
Because I had I quit counting at 23 reconstructive surgeries, and having going from sighted to blind in a millisecond is never easy for anyone, but especially when you've got significant injuries to go along with that and a long road of recovery and surgeries and all that. Yeah, it was a struggle.
Well, I have a question for you. Do you have any sight?
What's that?
Do you have any sight, Steve?
No. I ended up losing. I had a bilateral enucleation, so I lost both eyes. So I've got prosthetics in both eyes.
So what you're saying to me is...
Like Joe Pilano.
Yes, but what you're saying to me is you're unbelievable. Unbelievable, and you should be our poster man, because you're the kind of person we want to have on the show more often.
I think you should come into the studio.
Absolutely, because the bottom line is, Steve, there's too many people out there that say they're blind and they're not in a wheelchair and they can't get around because they're blind. Listen to you, how you go all around, you travel in an airplane, and you're totally blind. Am I saying this right?
He doesn't work in a blindness field either. He works in the public,
right,
in a bank.
Right.
So that's...
Yeah, I worked in the blindness field because I used to work for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I also worked at the Lighthouse
but, in Central Florida.
Through networking, I decided that I wanted to, get out of that field and go into the regular business environment. And, through networking, it was actually through networking where I found my job, because I went through a program at an organization called the Lakeshore Foundation up in Birmingham, Alabama, and they had a special program for wounded warriors. And so I stayed connected with that organization, and Regions Bank, who I work for now, is a corporate sponsor of that organization. And so when they were posting a job for a service member and veterans outreach manager, they sent it through Lakeshore Foundation. Then Lakeshore Foundation sent it out to, an entire group of wounded warriors. And I saw the position, and it sounded like something I'd be interested in. I applied for it and interviewed. And, long story short, here I am into my sixth year now. And, it's been great.
Well, yeah, I think I met you on Access Links, like your first day of the job or something, because you had just left Lighthouse. You were only there for, not a pretty short period of time, but... I think that's when I met you, and I was really impressed with you then, because, it's commendable even going, being a veteran too, but I mean, there are a lot of resources out there for veterans. But I think that's, that's really, really good that you're
in a corporate
bank that you can, have lots of opportunities there.
Where have you gone lately? Where have you traveled to lately?
Well, lately I started out the week in St. Louis, then I ended up going from St. Louis to Indianapolis, and then from Indianapolis back down here. So that was, I try to limit my trips to one place in a week, but that just happened to be a week that I ended up traveling that Tuesday through Sunday.
Is that related to the bank job?
It is.
Oh, wow.
So what exactly do you do at the bank?
I am the Service Member and Veterans Outreach Manager. So anything, for people that don't know, Regions Bank is the eighth largest bank in the country. And for my position, I don't own any of our business groups, such as consumer banking, commercial banking, or any of those things. But I work with every area within the bank to ensure that, our banking products and services and all that meet the needs of service members and veterans who have, unique needs out in the financial marketplace. just because, you know, service members, for example, you know, they tend to be young. They tend to marry early. They tend to start families early. And they're also a highly mobile population, considering, you know, in the Army, for example, I served in, if you were at a place for 3 years, that was a long time. Usually you did a two-year stint at one installation, then you were sent somewhere else. And it's true across all the different branches of service. And we all know how, you know, wonderful we were with money when we were young. We'll add that into, you know, having that type of a mobile population and young family. It really does create some unique financial needs for those folks.
Is Regent Bank in Florida?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
It's one right up the street from us.
Are they in Missouri too?
We are in Missouri.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we're technically a regional bank, but like I said, we're the eighth largest bank in the country right now. We go out as far west as Texas, as far north as Iowa, and then you shoot straight across from there to the Carolinas. So we have branches all over the place.
Oh, okay.
So do you you do everything independently, or do you have an assistant, or do you what kind of technology do you use?
I do not have an assistant.
All right.
It's kind of funny because it sounds wonderful that, you know, I run my own department within the bank, until you find out that it's a department of one, two, if you want to include my guide dog.
All right, wait, you just cut him off. I'm sorry, Steve. Can you start over again? So
yeah.
you run you independently. You don't have an assistant. You do everything on your own as part of your job.
Correct. Okay. And I do cover our entire footprint. So everywhere that there is a Regions Bank, I travel to that. So, you know, going through airports, trains, planes, public transportation, all that, I do it independently. And I do that, you know, using devices like my iPhone, which is a great savior because of all the wonderful tools you can have on an iPhone. I also use a Victor Reader Track. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else specifically that I use.
Do you use IRA at all?
I'm sorry?
Do you use IRA?
I do not.
What about when you do your computer work? Do you use JAWS or NVDA?
I use JAWS.
We have
and
a core.
And then you have what?
And then I do have a Pearl with OpenBook that I use for scanning.
Steve, we have a call. We'd like to talk to you. His name is Gary from Orlando. Gary, you're on the line. Talk to Steve.
Hello, Steve. This is Gary. I'm a co-host.
And we have 3 minutes to break, Gary.
Talk quick.
Okay. Yeah, Steve, I was just we're talking about the veterans and everything. I'm a Navy CB. And I'm going to put maybe Lynn on a spot here a little bit because she does all the programming for our show. But if it's all right with Lynn, I'd like to have you come in on my Veterans Day show.
Did you come in or call in?
No, come in and sit with me. I'd be honored to have him come in and sit with me.
That's up to Steve.
It's up to Steve. Our
pleasure.
That would
be wonderful.
Sure, if you can, they can give you my contact information. You'd let me know the date.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I would love Steve. I really appreciate it. You know, you inspire me, and you're the man I want to sit with me that day.
Well, that would be a pleasure. That'd
for
be
you,
nice.
Gary, of course.
Bye-bye.
And Steve, you should definitely be on employment panels, you know, because you are a successful employer. That's
right.
You know, I work with a lot of clients that, you know, they sometimes aren't able to do the things that you do, and they assume that they're going to be able to hire a reader or an assistant, but you do everything that, you know, you have a very high level job without an assistant or any help. You use the technology that we have that helps us
so
greatly.
He's fantastic.
I think a lot of that is, you know, networking with other people who have been successful. You know, I remember right after my injury, I didn't know anybody that was blind my entire life. And honestly, I thought I was going to be sitting on a couch eating bonbons and listening to Jerry Springer reruns.
That's pretty funny. You're a funny guy.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You had, when this happened, you had a young family, right?
Yes, yes. My children were 4 and 2 at that time.
Mm. Wow.
Well, you have a lot of lessons to give to the people out there listening.
We thank you for coming on today, and we'd like to have you back. And
well, he'll be back on the
11th. I hope that you come back on the 11th of November when we do our veterans show.
Hopefully you'll come into the studio.
Okay.
So now we're putting Steve on the spot.
I just have to check the date just because I have to go up to our corporate headquarters. For anybody that doesn't know, Birmingham, Alabama has the oldest Veterans Day parade in the entire country. It's where it all started. So I may be up there on Veterans Day.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Steve. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, nice to meet you.
Thank you. This will be November 11th if you can come in. Stay well. God bless you. Stay well, Steve. And we'll be talking to you.
All right.
All right. We're going to go to break. We thank you for listening. And just remember what he just said, folks. How he travels around, he's totally blind. So all you folks that
he's really zipping around the country, having bonbons.
Yeah.
Right? He's something else.
And, a TBI. I mean, that's...
We're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plan. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
This message is brought to you by ashareedvision.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics. ashareedvision.com provides the community with information about inherited retinal diseases, or IRDs, retinal gene therapy research, and the crucial nature of genetic testing. ashareedvision.com is a resource developed by Spark Therapeutics, Incorporated, a leader in the field of gene therapy research. So visit ashareedvision.com to learn more about IRDs and genetic testing, and to sign up to learn more as Spark Therapeutics rolls out additional resources on genetic testing in October.
Choice Mutual. Remember the name, Choice Mutual. Don't be selfish. Make sure your final expenses are covered. It's not right to leave the ones you love with all the expenses and the bills. We now have 20 different life insurance companies to work with. There's nothing to sign. It's all electronics. It's all voice activated. Choice Mutual. Call now today. 1-800-409-5994. That's 1-800-409-5994. Choice Mutual, an insurance company you can be proud of. Do it today.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Imagine vision-free, voice-free communication and control of smartphones and other Bluetooth devices. Using just the fingers of one hand, tapping any surface, your body, your chair, your dog. Tap is an affordable, wearable input device. Sits at the base of your finger. No need for a keyboard or even a mouse. You don't need to hold anything. Text, email, activate apps, and control your Bluetooth devices with tactical precision. Tap for only $179. Tap fits right in your pocket. 8 hours of battery life with a charge case. 64 hours on the go charge. Tap allows fun, vision-free gaming app will teach you the tap alphabet finger combination. Tap into technology with tap. Learn more at tapwithus.com. Tap, tap.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We have a call on the line for Ohio. Shirley, love to talk to you. We can only talk to you a minute before.
1 minute.
That's it. Shirley, you're up.
We're going off the air in 4 minutes, Shirley.
Shirley, you're up.
All right. I really don't have much. I just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Well, hi.
And enjoyed the show. And I wanted to thank Kelly for her little shout out to Lynn and me. And
you're welcome.
We'll be looking forward to seeing some of you again in the near future. So.
Definitely.
You're snowbirds. You'll be back before you know it, right?
Yeah, we sure will.
Getting all right, away so, from the cold.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you, Shirley. I've got to tell who's coming
in
on next week, but thanks for calling, and we appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Shirley.
Have a good week.
You stay too. Well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, everybody, so next week, our co-host, our stranger from the past, David Hillebrandt, will be back with us in his seat and
tell him about his
share
trips.
His worldly travels with us. And Spark Therapeutics will be calling in. And if you've got any questions about TAP, next week's the time to call in. Sabrina, the founder of TAP, will be calling in. And someone from Purina will be calling in. And Doug Town will be calling in to remind you to go vote. So what a show, what a show next week.
Yeah.
Coming I told time you, to I need a whole segment just to tell who's coming on the call.
Jam-packed.
Yeah. So Kelly James, did you have fun?
I did.
Tell the
yeah,
truth.
It goes by so quickly. Very informative, actually.
Yeah, well, we try, and you helped a lot. We appreciate
thank you
that.
So much for calling in and being here.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank thanks for being a loyal supporter,
yep,
Kelly. We
yep.
love
thank
you.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
It.
Chris Shaw.
Chris Shaw, thank
I didn't
you.
Do it. I got a twin brother that looks like me.
Yeah.
All right.
But thank you
Lynn,
guys for being
here. Thanks for coming here.
Oh, you're
appreciate
welcome.
It so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So that's it.
That's it.
Another
that's
show.
A wrap. That's it.
That's a wrap.
You
thank
guys
you, Chris.
God bless you all.
.com.
And it's getting chilly here in Central Florida. Yay.
Yeah, 80 degrees. Big
one. Well, no, it was 53 at 6:17 this
and
morning.
And meanwhile, you can look us up on the web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
All righty.
Don't you forget all the next A&E, week. blindandbeyondradioshow.org. God bless you. See you all next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.
See you soon. Love you all. Take care. Bye.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long time.